Tuesday, April 25th, 1944. Dearest Kitty, for the last 10 days, Dussel hasn't been on speaking terms with Mr. Van Dan, and all because of the new security measures since the break-in. One of these was that he's no longer allowed to go downstairs in the evenings. Peter and Mr. Van Dan make the last round every night at 9:30, and after that, no one may go downstairs. We can't flush the toilet anymore after 8 at night or after 8 in the morning. The windows may be opened only in the morning when the lights go on in Mr. Kugler's office, and they can no longer be propped open with a stick at night. This last measure is the reason for Dussel's sulking. He claims that Mr. Van Dan bawled him out, but he has only himself to blame. He says he'd rather live without food than without air, and that they simply must figure out a way to keep the windows open. "I'll have to speak to Mr. Kugler about this," he said to me. I replied that we never discussed matters of this sort with Mr. Kugler, only within the group. "Everything's always happening behind my back. I'll have to talk to your father about that." He's also not allowed to sit in Mr. Kugler's office anymore on Saturday afternoons or Sundays, because the manager of Kegs might hear him if he happens to be next door. Dussel promptly went and sat there anyway. Mr. Van Dan was furious, and Father went downstairs to talk to Dussel, who came up with some flimsy excuse, but even Father didn't fall for it this time. Now Father's keeping his dealings with Dussel to a minimum, because Dussel insulted him. Not one of us knows what he said, but it must have been pretty awful. And to think that that miserable man has his birthday next week. How can you celebrate your birthday when you've got the sulks? How can you accept gifts from people you won't even talk to? Mr. Foskell is going downhill rapidly. For more than 10 days, he's had a temperature of almost 104. The doctor said his condition is hopeless. They think the cancer has spread to his lungs. The poor man. We'd so like to help him, but only God can help him now. I've written an amusing story called Blurry the Explorer, which was a big hit with my 3 listeners. I still have a bad cold and have passed it on to Margot, as well as Mother and Father. If only Peter doesn't get it. He insisted on a kiss and called me his El Dorado. You can't call a person that, silly boy. But he's sweet anyway. Yours, Anne M. Frank. Thursday, April 27th, 1944. Dearest Kitty, Mrs. Van D was in a bad mood this morning. All she did was complain, first about her cold, not being able to get cough drops, and the agony of having to blow her nose all the time. Next, she grumbled that the sun wasn't shining, the invasion hadn't started, we weren't allowed to look out the windows, etc., etc. We couldn't help but laugh at her, and it couldn't have been that bad, since she soon joined in. Our recipe for potato kugel, modified due to lack of onions. Put peeled potatoes through a food mill and add a little dry government-issue flour and salt. Grease a mold or oven-proof dish with paraffin or stearin and bake for 2.5 hours. Serve with rotten strawberry compote. Onions not available, nor oil for mold or dough. At the moment, I'm reading Emperor Charles V, written by a professor at the University of Göttingen. He spent 40 years working on this book. It took me 5 days to read 50 pages. I can't do any more than that. Since the book has 598 pages, you can figure out just how long it's going to take me. That's not even counting the second volume, but very interesting. The things a schoolgirl has to do in the course of a single day. Take me, for example. First, I translated a passage on Nelson's last battle from Dutch into English. Then I read more about the Northern War, 1700 to 1721, involving Peter the Great, Charles XII, Augustus the Strong, Stanislaus Leszczynski, Mazeppa, von Goertz, Brandenburg, Western Pomerania, Eastern Pomerania, and Denmark, plus the usual dates. Next, I wound up in Brazil, where I read about Bahia tobacco, the abundance of coffee, the 1.5 million inhabitants of Rio de Janeiro, Pernambuco, and Sao Paulo, and, last but not least, the Amazon River. Then about Negroes, mulattoes, mestizos, whites, the illiteracy rate, over 50%, and malaria. Since I had some time left, I glanced through a genealogical chart. John the Old, William Louis, Ernest Casimir I, Henry Casimir I, right up to little Margaret Francisca, born in 1943 in Ottawa. 12 o'clock, I resumed my studies in the attic, reading about deans, priests, ministers, popes, and, whew, it was 1 o'clock. At 2, the poor child, ho-hum, was back at work. Old World and New World monkeys were next. Kitty, tell me quickly, how many toes does a hippopotamus have? Then came the Bible, Noah's Ark, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. After that, Charles V. Then, with Peter, Thackeray's book about the colonel, in English. A French test, and then a comparison between the Mississippi and the Missouri. Enough for today. Adieu. Yours, Anne M. Frank.